Beauty Pop, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Hi there, it's Melina, and you have tuned in to another edition of Beauty Pop. Woohoo! Hey, everybody out there, thank you so much for tuning in today. And I'm going to start off today telling you about what is popping. And today, what's popping for this week, the color of the week. Last week, our color was white. This week, our color of the week is pink. Pink is rosy. It's flushed. It's blushing. It's glowing. It's healthy looking. It's happy. It's fun. It's youth. It's love. Pink is all things positive and sincere. Now, this Valentine's Day, think fun. Simple. If it makes you smile, wear it. If it puts a spring in your step, walk in it. Dainty, delicate, peaceful, and friendly. Pink is joy in a color. Just wear it and be happy. So that is our color for the week. And speaking of fashion, here is our resident fashionista, Miss Julie Smith. Hey, Jules. How
are
you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going, Melina?
It is going fantastically.
Very good. Very good.
I'm remote today, and I'll tell you about that in a little bit.
Always on the go.
Always on the go, girl. Literally. Always.
Well, speaking of on the go, you know, I tend to be on the go, too, but right now, I wish I was on the go on the East Coast as opposed to California. As much as I love California and Los Angeles, I wish I was in New York right now because, as you know, New York Fashion Week is happening. It's well underway. Absolutely. It's the place to be.
Oh, gosh. I remember I used to live in New York for 9 years, and I totally remember the Fashion Week madness and wonderment. What do you know?
Well, you know, right now, again, you know, Fashion Week got started a few days ago, and I mean, it is the place to be right now for all those fashion lovers out there. I mean, you've got these major designers that are so incredibly talented and never, you know, just never disappoint. You've got, you know, designers like Monique Lhuillier, one of my favorites, Carmen Marc Valvo, Victoria Beckham, you know, I mean, she's just, how's that for a transformation in career over the years, but now she's one of the top dogs in the fashion world. So many, you know, Basley Mitchka, Zac Posen, all of them, Calvin Klein, you know, they're all there. They're all doing their thing. And kind of, I love the way that New York Fashion Week is always, it's like a step into the future because it's always showing you what's ahead. You know, it's not even right this moment. It's, this is what you're going to be able to get a hold of in the future, and if you're on it now, you know, then you'll definitely be a step ahead of everybody in the upcoming season.
Exactly. So did you see anything good that you can tell us about so that we can get ahead on our spring shopping?
Well, you know me, it's kind of hard. It's kind of like telling me to pick my favorite song, you know, to pick favorites. But some of the things I really saw that I loved, you know, Monique Lhuillier, I'm always oohing and aahing over the gowns on red carpets, you know, when you've got the Oscars that are upcoming, Golden Globes, things like that, even the Grammys. I'm always oohing and aahing over these beautiful gowns, these elegant, you know, just beautiful creations. And Monique Lhuillier is top of her game for that, so she did not disappoint this year. Same with Basley Mitchka. And they, you know, Basley Mitchka tends to have a little bit of an edge, though, to their gowns. Not all of them, but, you know, you have your feminine frocks, but then there are those times you want to be a little bit of a vamp, you know what I mean? And Basley Mitchka always brings that as well. And, of course, Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein always bring that, you know, that classic. People have an idea in their head when you hear those names, Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein. It brings a certain classic idea to your mind, right? But they keep it fresh. They keep it fresh every year while staying true to their brand. So those were some of my favorites.
Well, cool. Okay, so I love the designers. And they have such a classic, iconic feel to them. You know what you're going to get, which is actually, as I shared last week, that's the theme of this year. It's mm-hmm. the spirit of the collection is vibrant and joyously iconoclastic. And let me ask you this, because I want to talk a little bit later about bags, handbags, mm-hmm. and the new trend in that. Did you see any on the runways out there?
In handbags?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, there were some definite trends with handbags. You know, and again, a girl, if you're a girl after my own heart, I know, so you can never have enough or enough variety of handbags, because handbags can actually make an entire outfit, and I tend to do this quite a bit, so that's what I was looking for as I was watching the shows on the runways. Bags that, you know, if I am in a hurry and all I can do is throw on a pair of black, you know, skinny pants or a pair of jeans and a white T-shirt, I want a handbag that it's not going to matter because that's my outfit right there that I'm carrying in my hand. So you see a lot of black and white this season, particularly together, black and white in a pattern, not necessarily just solid black or white. Victoria Beckham and Roland Murray, you saw a lot of that on their runway shows. Also pale pastels. So, you know, you were talking about pinks, definitely a lot of that, lilacs, oranges, and blues. And then, of course, metallics and neutrals. You know, I think for me, neutrals are always, you know, kind of a go-to. Metallics seem to come and go, but you will see a lot of that this season as well. Metallic handbags. I'm seeing the metallics on fingernails as well, just a little note. So it's kind of fun to kind of intermix that with the handbag that you're going to wear.
Metallic on fingernails. Okay, well,
we've
got to pin that and revisit that. But now, okay, so metallics on the handbags, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because if you think of it, you know, again, I love the idea of a handbag sometimes carrying the outfit. It doesn't necessarily have to just be the accent. It can be the center of your outfit. So, you know, think of a metallic, you know, we wear metallics in our jewelry. Things like that, you know, those little pops of either shine or glitter or sparkle, you know, without overdoing it. Unless, of course, you want to overdo it. And just like we talked about last week, you know, don't be timid. You know, if that's you, do you. And you can go head to toe metallic this season.
Exactly. If you're going to do it, do it. I mean,
that's right.
With the metallics and, you know, there's the gilded bags with the, and we were talking last week about some embroidery. But a lot of the styles mm-hmm. now, they have it's embroidery, but it's embroidery metallic. It's amazing, and it sounds exactly what it is. It is metallic.
Right.
It, instead of just thread, that is what is embroidered into the handbag. And also, I've noticed a lot of feathers and chains and strings and even faces. Remember way back when?
I can't get enough. Absolutely.
Faces.
I cannot. I will put feathers on anything. If I don't have anything to put the feathers on, I'll stick them in my hair. I cannot get enough of, you know, and what the feathers and all the embroidery embellishments bring, not only do they bring the visual element, but they add a lot of texture. You know, to keep things from being boring or just one surface, those things add texture and dimension to whatever it is, whether it's your handbag or if it's on your jacket or what have you. But, of course, we're talking about handbags. So I think that keeps it fun, too. It gives you, not only can you see the handbag, you can feel the handbag, you know?
Exactly. And if nothing else to talk about, we know we've all been in those awkward situations where it's like, hey, I don't have anything else to say to this person. What can I? Oh, let's talk about, we can always talk about a handbag.
That's right.
And here's one little tidbit to all the audience members, to the audience out there. You know, sometimes it's very hard to decide, to discern, you know, what is appropriate, you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings by saying the wrong thing. So this is what you say. This is what you say.
Okay.
Look at that bag. So let's say, for example, Julie, you have a bag that has chicken feathers on it with the dust bill. And we were in a place there's nothing else to talk about. And so knowing that I hate your bag, it has chicken feathers and a dust bill on it, it's hideous, but I'm not going to hurt your feelings, so this is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
My Julie, look at that bag. That is quite a bag. That bag is something, isn't it? Where on earth did you find that bag? Now, you see, I've started a conversation. I haven't hurt your feelings, but I did not lie and say that bag is hideous. What I'm taking note of is, oh, my goodness, you're chasing bags, but this particular moment is atrocious. Where did you get it so I can be sure never to go there ever?
You're doing a little bit of investigative work is what you're doing on the fly.
Investigative, making conversation, and not hurting feelings. And it's all at the bag. So bags are...
They are definitely can be the epicenter of a conversation. I agree.
it carries. That's just one little tidbit about how not to hurt people's feelings and still make conversation. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with the fabulous Risa Gray, and she's the star of Betty White's Off Their Rockers. She pulls pranks on lots and lots of people. That's why I'm glad she's my friend, my goodness sake. She won't play any pranks on me, I hope. But she'll be right back. We'll be right back. We're going to talk to her about what's hot and popping in skincare and miracle medicine, and she has information on something that absolutely works. It works. I've tried it. It works. So everyone stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more Beauty Talk with Melina and Julie.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Hi, I'm Risa Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.risagray.nerium.com. That's RESTHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, and we're back with Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, with Julie Smith, our fashion
editor. Hey, guys.
And Risa, are you on the line?
Oh, Risa.
No. Okay. Well, we will talk about
Oh,
Risa.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there she is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I said we're going to talk about her.
I'm screaming. I'm saying, what's up? I'm here.
Lucky for us. Hi, Risa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
But, you know, if you're going to go back to East and you're going to be in New York, you're going to be there by yourself because I'm staying out here where it's warm.
Absolutely. It is really, really cold over there.
Mm-hmm.
It is cold. But they have the warmth of fashion to warm their soul.
Well, I'll be fashionable in L.A.
There you go.
You know what? And you know what? Let me tell you, ladies, as I said earlier, I'm on location. I'm actually at an event I'm going to go into in a few minutes, and don't think I don't have on my mink coat, because I do.
You finally got that mink coat on.
She's been looking
for a reason to wear that mink coat since about a month ago we've been talking about that.
Right. Oh, I wear it. If I have to wear it around the house, I will wear my mink coat. I've worn it to the grocery store before. I mean, I have three of them, so I just pick and choose whether it's, you know, I try to keep it. If it's kind of warm, I'll only wear the jacket, but me and the fur, we have a good old time together. It keeps us warm.
Well, I'm all for the fur.
Yes. So right now, that's a whole other show. We can talk about fur for another show, but right now, Ree, you are, okay, first I want to introduce everyone to you. This is the fabulous Risa Gray, star of Betty White's show, Off Their Rockers, in which she pulls horrific pranks on people. I mean, I can't even, I'm just not even going to go into it. It's just awful. It's just awful, but it's a wonderful hit show, and we are so honored to have you here on Beauty Pop today. Thank you, Risa, for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, I know that you have a fabulous beauty product that you represent. Please tell everyone about it.
Yes, it is called Nerium. And I'm an independent brand partner, and I am also a user of Nerium. It's a night cream, and they also have a day cream. The night cream, you put it on at night, and you know, I was going to give an example, but I'll make it generalized. You know how we go to bed sometimes at night with those masks on our face, and we wake up during the night and accidentally see ourselves in the mirror and scare ourselves? Nerium is not like that. You put Nerium on at night, it dries in about 30 seconds, and your face looks perfectly normal, but it works all night long. It's made out of the Nerium oleander flower, and I know people think, oleander, that's poison. Not this particular type on used in this particular product. It does wonders on your face. The slogan is, give us a year, we'll give you back 10. It works on fine lines, skin discolorations. It changes the texture of your skin. Your skin feels like baby skin. So if anyone's interested in finding out about this wonderful product, they can go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's rethagrey.nerium. nerium.com and find out all about it. And there's even a money-back guarantee.
I know. That's what's – you know, they won't even want their money back, because I can tell you I've used this product, and I was hesitant because, you just never know what products are going to work with – you know, every product is going to work with your skin. But I trusted my friend Reese, and I was like, okay, Ree, now you know. trust me. And it really, really worked. And I know you had shared with me that one day on one of the on your set, you said somebody asked you about, did you have a facelift?
Yeah, the girl asked me that. I had work done. I didn't know whether to be flattered or slapped.
Right.
You know?
I think
right.
It's a compliment.
That's one of those kind of compliments. So, But it really, Rita, your skin looks amazing. It really, really does. And
well, thank you. And you don't have to wait until you get older to use it. Start working on your skin now.
Okay. Right.
Rita, how long have you been using the product?
I've been using it for about 3 months now. You
okay.
see results in about a week. I could tell
wow.
a definite difference in the texture of my skin. And the discoloration spots, I could tell a difference in about a week. In about
okay.
6 weeks, I could tell just the fine lines were better. My skin felt better. And it's just wonderful. And it's not a whole lot of steps. They have a night cream. They also have a day cream that you can use that's new on the market. I've only been using that about a month. But the night cream is just wonderful.
Hmm. You know, I think you mentioned something, Rita, that is key. You said you see results in about a week. And I think I can speak for numerous women, and I know there have been so many products that I've tried in the past, that I get very impatient. And after about a week, or even some of them I stuck it out for 2 weeks or more, but after daily and nightly use, you know, it takes so long to see any results, and you get discouraged. You feel like nothing's happening.
You do, and nothing is happening. The last product I used for 9 months, and I'm still waiting for them to get some results from that product. So to get results after a week is really amazing. And then you're encouraged to continue using it. And because it's not a lot of steps, you just have to wash your face at night, which we should do anyway, and then apply this one step and forget it. Go to bed, and you wake up in the morning, rinse your face off, and you see results.
Well, it seems like a no-fail thing to me, Melina, and it's a money-back guarantee. And as you say, no one's going to want their money back, but there's nothing to lose.
There's absolutely nothing to lose. It's a win-win for everyone, and it's absolutely outstanding. So, as Rita, can you say where everyone can find more information about it one more time, please?
Okay, that's a www.rethagray, R-E-A-T-H-A-G-R-E-Y, /Nerium, N as in Nancy, E-R-I-U, M as in Mary, .com.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Also, I'd like to let everyone know, Rita, you have a fabulous new show on Mondays, don't you?
I do. I have Baby Boomers Live at 10 a.m. on Monday mornings on blogtalkradio.com. Go to Easy Way Broadcasting and you look up Baby Boomers Live, and we will be on every Monday at 10 a.m. We talk about all things human, but from a baby boomer's perspective.
That sounds like a good time.
It is. And Betty White's out there rockers. People have been asking me, where is it? Where has it disappeared to? We were on NBC for 2 seasons. And for those of you that may have missed any part of those 2 seasons, we're now on YouTube. Just started back on YouTube. And you go to YouTube.com, and we are on the Delirium channel on YouTube. And they're just releasing them kind of slowly as individual pranks. So if you only need about 5 minutes to fill your time, you can go on, watch 1 or 2 pranks, and go on about your business. So those are going to be the seasons 1 and 2. And season 3, I'm really excited about this. We start season 3 on Friday, February 28th, but we've moved. We're now on the Lifetime channel. So we're going to be on Friday nights at 10 p.m.
Friday night.
And we're a little
10.
Racier this year. That's how come we're on a little later. We're going to get a little,
a little,
what can I
racier.
Say?
A little
hipper.
Make sure the kids are going to bed.
Yeah, we have been a family show, and then your older children can watch, but yeah, the babies need to be in bed this season.
Oh, yeah.
Babies
and old people need to be in bed. Everybody needs to be in bed for this.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I look forward to that.
We do some stuff.
Now, you can download the Easy Way app and listen to the show as well by clicking on the radio shows. And all you have to do is search Eric Zulli, available at your app store on Apple or Android.
That's true. We're on an app, Malena.
I know. Can you believe?
Well, here it is. Come here.
Well, thank you, Rita. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to take a quick break, and we have one more guest. But thank you, my good friend, and thank you for representing such a fabulous product, Miriam. And to
well,
a great
thank
family
you.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome,
thank
my friend. Have a wonderful rest of the evening.
You too, and enjoy the show this evening for me.
I will do that. All right.
All right, so if you had to choose between your math homework and listening to a totally awesome radio show on Friday at 4 p.m., what would you pick? I know, it's a very, very tough choice, but logically, the Kidstown Live radio show would be your answer. Brought to you by Easy Way Broadcasting. Friday, 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Live from L.A. is Trinity and Victoria. They take on entertainment from a kid's perspective. Young Hollywood just got a new voice. Kidstown Live, Fridays at 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zulli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
I'm going to be talking.
And we're back with Beauty Pub. Julie?
I'm here.
Okay, we are back with Beauty Pub. And I want to again thank our dear friend, Rita Gray, and for doing such a fabulous job on her show and for talking about the wonderful product, Nerium. And now we've got the app. It's amazing. It really is amazing, girl. I highly recommend it.
I can't wait to try it. I can't wait to try it because she talked about the dark spots, and that's a big problem for a lot of women, and particularly darker-skinned women, whether African-American or Latina, the hyperpigmentation. So I have some of that, and I want to see how well it works for me, so I look forward to it.
It's going to say poof. It's going to beauty pop away. It's going to go poof.
Beauty pop on out of here. That's what I'm talking about.
So well, now we've got the outside cover. Let's talk about the inside and feeling good so that your inner light can shine as brightly as it can. So with us today to help us talk about that is Deborah Shabira. Now, she's founder of the Feel Good Workshop. So, Deborah, are you on the line?
Yes. Hello. Good evening, everybody.
Hi.
Hi good there.
Evening. Good evening, Deborah. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Melina.
Oh, you're so welcome, my friend. Now, I know that you have some wonderful workshops going on, and they're called the Feel Good Workshops. And when I heard about the Feel Good Workshop, I said, oh, my goodness, I learned more about it, and I think it is magnificent. And I think you need to let the audience and let the world know exactly what Feel Good Workshop, what exactly is that, and what inspired you to create such a program. But before we do that, we actually have a caller, I believe. So hold that thought. Hello, caller, are you there? Okay, I got shy. No problem, because he got nervous. He wanted to hear exactly what Feel Good Workshop is.
Exactly.
So why don't you share with us what that is?
Well, Feel Good Workshops is a company that I created probably back in 2009. I had the idea for it. So essentially, I specialize in creating customized workshops that invite optimum health and fitness to the body and joy to the forefront of your mind. And so while my primary focus is health and fitness, I also have been contracted by assisted living facilities, group homes, and I do a customized workshop for seniors living in communal settings. And so every workshop I do includes music, interaction, lots of fun, always a little bit of exercise, because without exercise, we can't bring that oxygen to our blood and get our brains going, and that's the part that brings us joy. So every workshop I do has all of those elements involved. I can customize them for any demographic just by changing the music and the questions and the format somewhat. But for the purpose of your show, Health and Fitness, it's really all about tapping into our emotions. Because while we all know we need to eat right and exercise and do our strength training, one of the major components that I feel people have left out is the emotional part. And as human beings, we're emotional. You know, emotions fuel us to either do or not do something. So that's where I'm unique in my approach. You know, I am a personal health trainer. I'm a personal trainer. I'm a personal health coach. I'm certified in all of that stuff. But what I bring in, whether I have a one-on-one client or whether it's a group of 1,000 people, it always includes the emotional aspect of it. That's one of the things I don't think that we address very well in this country with regard to health and fitness and achieving our fitness goals.
You're absolutely right. No, we don't address it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go on. You go on. It's your time.
If I go on, I'm going to go on, and I'm going to stop. But I guess, and part of the reason I think I hone in on the emotional part is one of the catalyst for me wanting to help people is when I was 19, I was grade 1 obese. I was rapidly approaching over 200 pounds. I was a size 16. And I'll tell you, for me, I was miserable. I was a very unhappy young lady, and I know now that I actually had a disease that is now a clinical disease. It's called binge eating disorder. So I binged constantly, and that was purely emotional. It was an emotional, challenge for me. And so what's happened through many years of self-exploration and getting professional help I needed and really working towards my ultimate fitness goals, I have come into the place where I am so comfortable in my own skin. I am joyful every second of every day. And part of the catalyst for creating this division of the health and fitness part for my Feel Good Workshops is helping other people achieve, you know, what I've achieved, which is absolute joy, because beauty truly does come from within first. And, I mean, we can have the most beautiful person looking at them aesthetically, but if they're not very joyful or if they're not a very nice person or happy on the inside, chances are they're really not as beautiful on the outside, you know? So that's my main premise, and that was the major catalyst for me getting started in it and wanting to help other people, because I had been there. I've been there. I know how difficult it is, and I know how sometimes making our choices for food and beverages and portion sizes, it's almost it can be a real challenge in the sense of, gee whiz, why can't I do this? I know I want it so bad, but why can't I? So the real important part is finding out why. What's going to fuel us to make the good choice or the poor choice or the not-so-good, you know, direction in life? It's lifestyle behavioral changes that help us reach those ultimate fitness goals. So that was the one catalyst for me getting started. And the other, quite frankly, was in 2011, August, I was fired from a corporate job. And when I got fired, it hurt me so much on an emotional level that I said to myself, I am never going to be fired again. because I am never going to work for anybody again. And that's when I just went full force into my Feel Good Workshops, and here I am today on your show. So it's been a good thing.
Wow. That's, I reiterate that. Wow.
So it's been nice. I think one of the things that I really want to see happen in our country, because I see that we are exercising more than ever before. However, our obesity rate is higher than ever before. So what's going on, you know? And for me, my opinion, my humble opinion, is that 80% of achieving our fitness goals is contingent upon the food and beverages we choose to consume. No one can out-exercise a bad diet. You must believe it and you must live it. And I think our challenges with the information we're fed is so all over the map and, quite frankly, untrue. And people need facts. They don't need magic pills or teas that are going to supposedly melt belly fat, when belly fat is all about the diet and you got to get it right, you know, including your cardio and everything else. So my platform is just really a whole lot of truth and a whole lot of love and a whole lot of encouragement and customizing it to each individual, because not everybody's goals are the same. You know, one of my clients' goals isn't going to be the same as mine. I want a shredded look. I want perfection, but that's me. You know? Right. Some folks just want to be a little healthier, you know, and yeah. You know, or maybe want to bring down their hypertension, or, you know, so it's whatever the person needs. But it's always going to include the emotional aspect along with the food and the exercise and the strength training. So that's just one of that. I keep hammering in on emotions because I think it's so important. I think it's been left out of so many aspects of our health and fitness industry.
It really has. It really has. And I commend you. I totally applaud you for what you're doing to bring it to the forefront. And unfortunately, our time is just about up, as it always evaporates.
There's never enough.
There's never
time
enough
is like
point.
That.
It does. It just runs away. And I actually have to get into my event that I have been keeping a secret all evening. I have to run into it. But let me ask you. And it's a performance at the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Center here in Los Angeles. And it's a performance starring the fabulous, talented Mr. Oba Babatunde. And he is doing his one-man show called Once in a Lifetime, and it's a tribute to Sammy Davis Jr., done in the way in which Sammy would have done it himself. So I'm here to support that. Mr. Babatunde is a dear friend. He's also a mentor. He's a very talented and wonderful, wonderful, kind individual, and hopefully one day he will share some of what he chooses to. He is involved with a type of health regimen. It's called Sunrider, but I'll let him expound on that when he's able to be a guest on the show. But right now, in a few moments, I have to go in there and go support and say yay for Sammy Davis Jr. and that tribute
absolutely.
To him. Where I'm on my way to, the surprise is over. So with that, I'm going to have to sign off momentarily, but I would love for you to give the top three, just three quick things that everyone can implement to live a happier, healthier you.
Well, the top three things. Number one, absolutely log your food. You need to know your numbers. So if you need 2,000 calories today, you need to write down what you're eating and how much, every single morsel you put in. I'm not saying do it for a lifetime. I do it. But if you don't know what you're putting in daily, you have no idea what you're going to lose or gain, depending on you know, what your goals are. So log your food first and foremost. Second, to get started right now, walk out your front door and walk 15 minutes up the street and 15 minutes back. You just got 30 minutes of exercise in. You can immediately feel like you're moving towards better health. If you're already a walker, jog. If you're already a jogger, run. Get out there. And last but not least, number three, look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you, I accept you for who you are in this moment in time, and I am in the process of gaining better health. So you always got to love yourself. So those would be the three top things I would say to get started immediately. If you'd like more information, go to my Feel Good Workshops page on Facebook, Feel Good, first name Feel Good, last name Workshops, and there's plenty of information there in a 30-day program called Sigame, Follow Me to Better Health. And it's been my absolute pleasure speaking with both you, Melina, and you, Julie. Thank you so
very much
for having me on the show.
Great information. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for participating. Thank you for sharing all of that. And you're such a good person, Deborah. So you keep up the good work and keep doing what you do.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. And for all of our fans, please go to the like, go to Easy Way Broadcasting, and please feel free to like the page. And or you can go visit easywaybroadcasting.com. And you'll be able to read all the various blog posts and comments about this and the other shows, such as Risa's show and all the other shows that Easy Way Broadcasting has. And you can also, this is a note that Easy Way Promotions is supporting Greg Rass for Congress, Orange County, 45th District. Woo-hoo! So, with that, it is about that time, Jules.
You got a show to see. I cannot wait to hear. I wish I could be there tonight, but I definitely plan to make another performance very soon. But enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much. I'm sure Mr. Babatunde will bring down the house, as he always
does.
And it's going to be an absolutely outstanding show. So I will let you know and let everyone know when the next one is. And it's almost showtime, so got to
say
that, Alina. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to today's edition of Beauty Pop. Be sure to catch us next week at 7 p.m. And, hey, caller, we didn't get you this time, but be sure to tune in next week. And then don't be shy. We're not going to bite you. We're just going to smile and say we love you.
We're harmless.
So, take care,
Melina,
and
I will. Enjoy the show, and we'll see you all next week.
See you guys next week, and don't forget, Beauty Pop is what's hot and popping. See you next week.